We have another guest that we're going to be joined by in about 3 minutes, Dave Alvin. He'll be at the Memorial Opera House with Jimmy Dale Gilmore on October 28th. In fact, we're going to give away a pair of tickets in just a couple of minutes, so let me give you that phone number to call. Write it down, 219-769-9577, 219-769-9577, if you'd like to see Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore. And this might be one of the songs you'll be hearing. Let's play it. It's Stealin'.
Put your arms around me like a circle around the sun. I want you to love me, mama, like my easy rider done. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. If you don't believe I'm singing, look what a hole I'm in. Stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. Cause I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
Play some harmonica, Jimmy.
She's a married woman. Come up and see me sometime. You don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. You don't believe I'm in, look what a fool I've been. I'm stealing,
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 stealing.
Mama, won't you tell on me.
Well, I'm stealing back of my same old used to be.
Play it, Dick, play some blues.
That is Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Dave Alvin, and they're going to be performing next week, October 28th, at Memorial Opera House. It's a Brightside Music Show. We're going to give away a pair of tickets in just a minute, so stand by your phone. Are you with us, Dave?
I'm right here.
Man, that's some good finger-picking on that song.
Well, thank you very much.
Wow, that was recorded with a different backing ensemble. What's the current show and traveling plans? Who's accompanying you?
That's just me and Jimmy.
Okay.
We just sit, put our chairs next to each other and see what happens. It's always, we tend to start the shows with one or two songs that people know, and then we never know what's going to happen, to be honest, after that.
Soldier boy on team in West Berlin. No music, yeah, that rocks just a thousand violins. They wanna hear some American music. American music. They wanna hear that sound that from the USA. Well, it could be sweet and lovely, it could be hard and mean. One thing's for sure, it's always on the beam. They wanna hear some American music. American music. They wanna hear that sound that from the USA. It's a howl from the fence, it's a scream from the
the slums, the Mississippi rolling to the beat of the drums. They want to hear some American music. American music. They want to hear that sound right from the USA. We got jazz, country, western, and Chicago blues. It's the greatest music that you ever do. It's American music. It's American music. It's American music. It's the craziest sound right from the USA. Well, a U.S. soldier boy has to stop right in his tracks. When he hears a crazy beat, he turns and doubles back. Because they're playing American music. American music. How the whole world takes that sound from the USA.
I'm Tom Lounges. This is Midwest Beat. Tonight's guest, Dave Alvin. He'll be at Memorial Opera House with Jimmy Dale Gilmore on October 28th. Dave, you guys have so many songs between you. Do you work off a set list? It sounds like you're just kind of winging it.
No. Like I said, we always start with like one song or two songs that people know, and then we wing it for a while, and then we come back around, you know, end up with something they know.
Do you take requests?
If they're good. Yeah. You know, like you just played, you know, the old Mississippi Jug Band song, Stealing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we'd only done that once before. Before we recorded that was done for the E-Town show with Nick Forster and his gang. And yeah, we had done it, I think, two nights before. And it was like, Nick was like, what else you guys want to do? Okay, we'll do Stealing, you know. So it's kind of nice. Like you said, the song book between the two of us is pretty deep.
How did you and Jimmy Dale start working together? You've got a long relationship.
Yeah, we've known each other for God, decades, and we just realized one day, oh, you know, we've never really made music together, you know, never sat down and just played together outside of the, you know, occasional sing-along kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that we had similar sort of musical roots, and so I figured it would work. But there's always, you know, every night I'm amazed by something he pulls out, you know.
Now, with the two of you traveling together, how many dates are you doing? And are you still doing the stuff with your brother Phil? What's going on with you?
I do some stuff. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with me. I like it that way. No, I still do some things with my brother Phil. But, you know, we did two albums together, an EP, and about 4 years on the road to get him back on his feet. And now I'm trying to remember, what was I doing before that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of that going on, you know, like, oh yeah, you know. So no, we got a couple of gigs, me and Phil, coming up, and you know, we'll do another album or two or more in the future, but for right now, yeah, kind of he's off doing the Blasters, and I'm back to being me.
Speaking of the Blasters, you guys kind of roared out of nowhere in 1980 with the American Music album, and kind of took the world by storm. I mean, the whole roots rock thing was just taken off. You've come a long way. Your sound, personally, has evolved, and it's been quite a journey. Are there any periods of your career that you look back on and can see the actual evolution process when things were changing?
Well, I don't think anything's really changed. I don't view it that way. I tend to view it more as, you know, it's all the same. It's the same notes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, some of them are just louder. You know, sometimes they're electric and you hurt people's ears, and other times they're acoustic and you don't, you know. There are certain things where there are moments where you record something, let's say, and you think, I didn't know I could do that, you know.
Right.
And I did an album called... Well, when I did my first solo album, you know, that was I didn't think I could do that. And then, but it was really kind of around an album of mine called King California where I started realizing that I could sort of interpret songs
mm-hmm.
in a unique way. And And that was really, that was one of the times when I was like, well, I didn't know I could do that, you know.
Right. You've tapped into some great songbooks, as you're talking about covering Big Bill Brunzi recently, a couple of years back. You've had a chance to work with people that were idols of yours going into the music you went into. Sonny Burgess, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Little Milton, I think you did something with before he passed.
Yeah, Milton was a friend of mine, Billy Boy Arnold, you know. A lot of my heroes, you know, even Carl Perkins and some people like that,
What's it like to be able to say, well, I used to listen to your records, and now here I am making records with you or playing with you on stage. Do you have any pinch me moments like that?
Yeah. Usually when you're working with someone, you know, someone that legendary or historic, I certainly do. You know, eventually it kind of, it'll dissipate, and then it'll hit you again, like maybe a half hour later, you know. Oh my God, this guy worked with Sam Phillips. or he made that record that I used to play at 3 o'clock in the morning and jump up and down to, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, right now I'm going to open the phone lines. My producer's going to take a call. We're going to give some tickets away, which is 219-769-9577. Be the first to call. We'll set you up with tickets for the October 28th show. Brightside Music brings Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore to the historic Memorial Opera House. And we're going to take that call now. Dave, have you ever played at the Opera House in the past here in Valparaiso?
Yeah, I played there, a couple years ago. Came in and played Too Loud. So this will be the opposite of that.
Beautiful room there. The acoustics are great, and they've given it a facelift, new paint, new sound. Everything is really good there. I think you're going to enjoy your visit again.
Well, I hope they can give me a facelift, too.
I'd like to go back and play something that seems to fit a song of yours from your most recent album, Lost Time. Fits the world today, and I'm talking about the world's in a bad condition. Is there any story behind this, besides the obvious, behind this song, before we play it?
Well, it was a record my brother and I were, you know, little 78 collectors when we were little kids, you know. We loved old music at a very young age, and so we had all sorts of adventures, brotherly adventures, you know, finding old records. And we found a Tampa Red, the great blues guitar player, Tampa Red 78. But the flip side was a sort of a gospel group quartet called the Golden Gate Quartet. And it was this song, and just stuck with us since childhood. So
it's amazing nothing has changed in all these years. Indeed, the world's in a bad condition. This is Dave and Phil Alvin. We'll be back with Dave on the other side.
I guess I better make a move. I better move. I better move. Well, the preacher comes to your house and you ask him to rest his hat. You know the next thing the reverend wants to know is, sister, where's your husband? I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I guess I better make a move. I better move. I better move. Now you see that politician, and he claims that he's working for you. But when he asks you, he slips a dollar down in his shoe. I declare this whole world is in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I guess I better make a move. I better move. I better move.
bank is gonna get your home.
I declare this whole world is in a
bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I guess I better make a move.
I declare this whole world's in a
bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition.
I guess I better make a move. I better move. I better.
I declare this whole world is in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I guess I better make a move. I better move. I better move.
World's in a bad condition. You can just watch your evening headlines to find that out. And it's been that way pretty much forever. And that song going back many, many, many decades and still relevant today. That's Dave and Phil Elvin from the Lost Time album. Dave Elvin is going to be here at the Memorial Opera House with Jimmy Dale Gilmore on the 28th. And congratulations to John who called in. John's going to be going to the show. Dave, that album came out in 2015, Lost Time. What's next for you? It's 2 years on. What's the recording plans?
Kind of in the studio, kind of goofing around.
Okay, just kicking back, having some fun, huh?
Yeah, well, I like it to start with fun, and then we can get serious, you know. But, we'll see. I think there'll be something out next year.
You've been doing a lot of the acoustic stuff lately. You were talking about the loud guitars as well, and your career has been so widespread and all-encompassing, of course, with the Blasters, with Rockabilly. Then you went into punk with the Flesh Eaters and X. And then you get into the acoustic folk sound. And it's just, what's your demographic? What is your following? It's who do you play for? Who comes to the shows?
Well, really, without sounding all, you know, arty, I really just kind of play for me. But like I said earlier, you know, it's all the same notes, you know, and it's just some of them are louder than others, you know, but it's the same notes. So, you know, when it all boils down, I'm just doing some variation of Lightning Hopkins, you know,
right.
no matter what I'm playing or what other musicians I'm with, it's a variant on that, you know. So, yeah, I'm just basically a blues player. Now, when I sit down to write songs, I may write songs about whatever in whatever style. And, you know, if I'm sitting around the house playing guitar, yeah, I'm trying to figure out something that I've been trying to learn since I was 13.
You've collaborated over the years with a who's who of everybody, of all different genres. When it comes to writing, do you prefer to write on your own? Do you like to collaborate? If so, who has been some of your best writing partners?
Probably the I don't, you know, I like writing with other people when it goes well. And
okay.
I don't like writing with other people when it doesn't go well. And sometimes I've enjoyed writing with people and we get nothing, but it's just an enjoyable day, you know?
Right.
So it all varies, you know. The guy that I've written the most songs with is a great songwriter named Tom Russell. And we wrote about 6 or 7 again. And, you know, but I've written songs that I like with other people, you know. And it's just, like I said, it's, you know, I'm pretty easygoing on that stuff, you know. I used to be an adamant. I don't write with anybody. And then I learned many years ago, I learned the error of that way.
Right.
You know, and co-writing a song is like playing with different musicians. You know, I'm a self-taught musician, and because of that, I'm always looking to learn things. And really, when it comes down to music or songwriting, playing music or writing songs, it's you have to learn from, you know, the other musicians and other songwriters, because everybody approaches it differently. And so you can take, you know, something that one songwriter does and adapt it into what you do, or you can take something from, you know, someone else and blah, 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 and mix and match and play around.
Mm-hmm. Back years ago when the Blasters first came out and you first started rearing your head in the music scene in general, mm-hmm. you were one of the young rebels. And now that you're, shall we say, an elder statesman of the music, are there any young talents that you are either mentoring or that you've recognized and really are excited about?
Yeah, there's a lot, you know. There's kind of so many that I don't want to mention a bunch and leave out somebody. The guy that... it really kind of blows my mind as a young musician named Blind Boy Paxton. And Blind Boy is, he grew up not far from my brother and I, but he's about years younger, you know. And he's about 24, 25. And I don't think he likes any music after 1935.
Wow.
You know. But on the other hand, he is an amazing performer, entertainer, and just a jaw-droppingly great guitar player. And then he can, you know, so he can play like a country belt of blues man like Charlie Patton, and then he can play like a, you know, like a ragtime blues like Blind Blake, and then he'll go over to the piano and play Fats Waller, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, playing like 20s pop standards. He's pretty amazing. That's the guy that first time I saw him, I'd heard about him, this was about 6-7 years ago, and he was just like 19, and I took my brother, and we went down and saw him, and I was just like, forget it.
Wow. We'll have to keep an eye out on
this
him.
This kid's it. Yeah, you
Blind
know, he's out touring. Yeah, he hasn't really made a record, a real sort of record yet, and...
maybe that's your next project. Maybe you and him should team up.
I'm not talented enough. I mean, no, I'm serious. This is like an unbelievable talent.
Wow.
You know, he's sort of like, you know, there's some people I've worked with in my life, like David Hidalgo from Los Lobos, or Greg Lease, who's played on every record you own, you know,
mm-hmm.
and musicians like that, who if you could hand them a cereal box and they'll turn it into music. And, yeah, Blind Boy Paxton's in that kind of league, even though it's a different type of music. It's just, you know, he's sort of like, I don't know, I'm wow. gushing here, I guess.
You're a fanboy.
I'm a fanboy for Mr. Paxton, yeah. He's the real deal, man.
Well, October 28th, you're going to be here, Memorial Opera House, with Jimmy Dale Gilmore. How long is your performance going to be, and do you know if there's an opening act on it yet?
I don't know about the opening act, and we kind of play as long as it feels good, you know? And it's usually in 90 minutes.
Okay.
Could be longer if people shout out good requests.
Well, we'll try to do that for you. Keep up with Dave online, www.davealvin.net. There's all kinds of music up there, lots of history. You can find out anything and everything you need to know about Dave there. And is there anything we haven't talked about you want to let people know?
No. Let's see you there.
All right. Well, we're going to leave you with another live track. Are you still playing this one? It's a cover of the Youngbloods, Get Together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do that just about every night.
We're going to leave you with that now. This is a classic track. Sing along if you will. Thank you for listening to Public Radio. I'm Tom Lounges. This is Midwest Beat. Dave Alvin, thank you.
Thank you.
Catch you soon. Bye-bye.
Love is but a song we sing. Fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together and try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go. We will surely pass.
left us, yes, returned for us last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody, get together.
Thank you everybody for coming. Dave Alvin, Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
Dave Alvin with Jimmy Dale Gilmore on October 28th at Memorial Opera House. We're going to give away a pair of tickets. 219-769-9577. 219-769-9577. If you'd like to see Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore. This might be one of the songs you'll be hearing.
Down in Houston, Texas, on a Christmas night, with a gun in his hand and his name up in lights. He was young and handsome, the prince of the blues, in a shark skin suit and alligator shoes. He was flirting with the women who had come backstage, and he said, "Ladies wanna see me play a wild little game." But Big Mama Thornton said, "Go sing your song and put that damn thing down before something goes wrong." Big Mama cried, "Dear Lord," Big Mama said. He put a .22 pistol right up to his head, and then he smiled at the ladies. Now Johnny Ace is said, "I think I better split before the cops come round," while the crowd in the theater slowly drifted away with their heads hung low, not sure of what to say. But Slick Don Roby, the record company man with big diamond rings on both his hands, said, "I'm gonna send him back to Memphis in a refrigerated truck, 'cause Johnny's gonna make me a $1 million, yeah." Big Mama cried, "Dear Lord, Big came back home to Memphis, Tennessee. Everyone on Beale Street came out to see. There were pimps and gamblers, husbands and wives, women young and old all came to say goodbye. As the choir sang and the preachers prayed, 5,000 mourners marched him to his grave. Where there may be a heaven and there may be a hell, no one knows for sure, but now Johnny Ace knows damn well. Big Mama cried, dear Lord, Big Mama said. He put a 22 pistol, yeah, right up to his head.
This is Tom Lounges. Thank you so much for supporting public radio and for tuning in today. But don't forget to tune in every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for my other Midwest Beat Lakeshore program with yours truly, Tom Lounges. And I've asked some of my celebrity friends who have been on the show to say hello. Here they are.
Hi, this is Jason Bonham.
Hi, this is Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees with Tom Lounges.
Hi, this is Susanna Hoff of the Bangles.
This is Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull.
This is Joyanne Parker. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here at 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio for Midwest Beat with Tom Lounges. Every week, Tom is joined by a gifted musician to chat about their career and showcase their music.
Hey everyone, it's Neil Slotham from the E Street Band. You're listening to Tom Lounges. Keep on rocking.
Thanks, guys. Now maybe they'll remember to tune in Tuesdays at 7 p.m. right here, the Lakeshore for Midwest Beat.